I'm Justine O'Neill from CID, the Council for Intellectual Disability, and today I'm talking with Jack Kelly, one of our staff members, who explains what it's like as a person with intellectual disability to be working from home, when home is a bustling new group home.
I am Jack Kelly from CID. I am a project worker with the Council for Intellectual Disability.
And hi, I'm Justine O'Neill. I'm the Chief Executive Officer. Jack, what do you do for CID?
I mainly work on easy read material for people with an intellectual disability, and I help facilitate focus groups. Then I do some advocating for people with ID, and I do a whole array of other things.
And today we thought we would talk about working from home. Not a new thing to talk about how coronavirus has changed our lives and how we're having to do things differently, but perhaps it's a bit of a new thing to talk about what it's like to be working from home when you have an intellectual disability. So, Jack, we had a bit of a quick exit from our office when we decided we really needed to stay safe and stay working from home. What was that like for you?
Well, it was interesting for me because it was actually really good for me because literally when CID decided that, okay, we're all going to be in our little houses and we'll all connect via technology, I had a massive task of moving into an independent living situation. So on top of that, I am grateful that we did shut down physically. So the staff here at my home could be, well, like a well-oiled machine in the way of, like, caring for me and figuring out what I do like, what I don't like. So, yeah, it was good in that way.
So you moved into like a new house, a new independent living at the same time as moving to work from home. Do you want to describe where you work and what your setup is?
So I work in my room. But basically spend most of my time in my room, which is sort of hard because you feel like in these circumstances, you don't get a break from your home. You feel like, oh, I wake up in this room. I get to sleep in this room. I watch TV in this room. This facility is probably one of the largest facilities in my local area. So I'm in a 10-bed block, and we've only got one communal area upstairs.
How do you show people where you live that you're working?
Well, I do have like a big laminated sign that says, "Hi, I'm working at I'm working," but there are people that don't read signs. But you know what the funny thing, Justine, is? I've been in Zoom calls and you'll just see a cleanup in the background washing my floor.
Have you found that things have worked from the technology has worked from home? How have you worked through any problems that you've had?
It's pretty straightforward once you get to using these platforms. Where they used to just simple video calling like FaceTime on an iPad. Or like a Facebook Messenger, things where you don't have to sort of screen share if you don't want to,
Do you feel like you've been able to connect with your manager and your team and your the people that you work with?
Yeah, I think that has helped me not feel so isolated in my accommodation site, where, like, yes, there is plenty of other people in the chat queue and stuff like that, but it's just nice to check in and say, hey, what have you been up to this week with your work? Because I think we're all through this COVID-19 saga. We've been in, like, our own little individualized rowing boat, yeah. And we might talk to someone every second day, but I can see why it may become lonely if you're just talking to someone like once a week or like once every 2 weeks.
When we worked in the office, you have someone often coming with you to support you in the office. And so has that arrangement changed since you've been working from home, or is it different?
Yeah, I've been mostly communicating through the Microsoft team.
Yeah.
Maybe two days a week. But it does make it difficult in the way of, like, you have to train yourself in other ways where I'm like, oh, I can get such and such to do it. And I'm like, they're only here virtually. I can't say, excuse me.
Yeah, can I just call out and have an answer?
And get help with this, because my accommodation staff can help with little things like setting up the computer and turning on my headphones and making sure that they're on charge and making sure that every possible USB is plugged into the computer on that. At the end of the day, they don't own the work site.
Right, so, yeah, then it's not like having usual colleagues who might be able to help with plugging something in, but can also talk with you about the easy read work that you're doing or the consultation that you're doing. What about just being able to get through the work? Do you feel like you can concentrate and get through the work, or what's that like for you?
That has become a challenge, because I'll tell you a funny example. I was on the phone to another workplace and my accommodation staff knocked on the door and said to me, oh, Jack, can you help us out with a video? We need you. And I'm like, all right, 2 minutes. And then I have to put that in the work. because I have some physical needs that I have to attend to and, like, remind staff, because I think the biggest challenge for me is I'm loving living out of home, but not having my mum who will be here automatically to do those things. As I said, where I live, just in my section, there's 10 people with all different care needs, and then there's a number, like, sets of fives in the villas. So that's a lot of people.
And, Jack, you actually have two jobs as well. You just mentioned your other job then. So you've got a lot going on. It's been such a busy time. How do you manage your boundaries? You've got CID work, you've got your other work, you've got your TikTok commitments now as well. How do you kind of balance it all out? Sounds like a juggle.
It's hard. Well, I'm lucky that my other job's winding down a little bit and becoming less of a prior commitment. But it's definitely a juggle, right? It's definitely like I want to be involved with my housemates, but all the people that I live with, but I know I have to get through this where there's been a whole lot of adjustments to from working from home. Like, for an example, I used to work 5 hours on a Monday, but I've broken it up into 2 hours over a Monday and a Tuesday, so I don't feel like a workhorse, and I can go out and say hi. How's you been? What have you been up to? And talk to the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that lots of people who are working from home don't have to even think about. But for you, you're kind of building a relationship with the people that are working in your house now too. So that's really important as you make a change. And the connecting with people that are where you live, as well as connecting with the people that you work with. You've kind of got these two big groups, even outside of your family, you've got these two big groups that you kind of connect to.
It's always going to be a juggle act, but I can't wait for the day it's going to be a slow transition back to CID for me, because I have to be governed by the organisation that I am under to follow their guidelines and stuff. But I just can't wait for the day of packing up this computer and bringing it into CID.
Jack, thanks so much for talking with me about working from home. Just before we go, do you have any top tips for people who are working remotely at the moment?
I would just say, I know it's hard, but I know that there'll be a day where we all can work together in an office.
Yeah, and people with intellectual disability are contributing as workers and in the community, and we really appreciate the contributions that you make to CID and the great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks again for the conversation today.